Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Capitan, giving a mug on, dress like a $1 million, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join in?
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Tickling me this morning. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Filled with nothing but joy and hope about it, too. You know, it's a great thing to be able to wake up in the morning with peace in your heart and joy. Peace and joy is immeasurable. It has a value attached to it, and I have no idea what it is. It's invaluable. It is worth so much more than any amount of money you can make. Peace and joy. I have not always had that. I have not always been a peaceful person or a person who lived his life in a joyous spirit. It took an arrival at this moment. Some people arrive sooner than others. I wish I had arrived at this point sooner, but I think it was necessary for me to learn a few things too. That's the amazing thing I've learned about life, is that instead of reflecting on your past incidences and calling them failures, instead of focusing on the negative and calling them bad times, I look at them now as experiences. I had to have those experiences that were negative, that were good, positive, wrong, evil. I had to have all those experiences to become, to shape who we are today. We all have to have them. If you look back at all the negative experiences you've had, all the things that you called failures, all the businesses I started that went under, all of the jobs I had that I was fired from, all the shows that were canceled, all of the times I thought I was going to get something happening my way and turned out I didn't get it at all. When you look at all of it, hopefully along the way, what you have done as a person is you've taken those negatives and those failures, and you've used them for what they actually are. They are experiences. And they've now created in you an experienced person. And, you know, that is worth something. Then it becomes a positive. But what too many people do is they let the negative things that have happened in their life, they allow the failures that have happened in them lives never to manifest themselves as experiences. And you sit up there and you dwell on it and you dwell on it until you have this woe is me attitude. Stop looking at it like that, y'all. You go through things in order to become the person that you are today. I tell you who you sometimes have to sit down and talk to. Sometimes you ought to sit down to an inmate that really gets it. An inmate that says, man, I've actually heard inmates say it to me and write to me. And they've said things like, man, coming to prison saved my life. Now, those of you who have never gone, how can he say a thing like that? But some men know, man, I was so far out there that if I'd have stayed out there, I wouldn't even be here today. This actually allowed me to stop, spend some time with myself, and learn some things about me. Now, does that happen for everybody like that? No. But here's a person who has taken an experience that could be considered a failure or a negative and turning it into a positive and using it to enrich their lives. You can do it no matter what your set of circumstances is. I recommend to everybody that you try changing your outlook in order to change your outcome. Everything that happens to you that's negative or you consider a failure, they're experiences. You've got to go through these things in order to have the knowledge that you have today. So I wish that I had come to this arrival that I'm in now, this place of peace and joy. But then guess what? I would not know what I know. I could not share some of the things that I'm able to share if I had not gone through some of them. And sometimes that's the purpose of them, is to teach you a lesson. Because, you know, God has a plan for you. He really, really does. And eventually he can use you no matter how old you are. And he can use you no matter how young you are. If you just say, okay, I'm ready to hear your plan. I've tried mine. Mine ain't worked out. Mine was not a good plan. What's your plan for me, God? What do you want me to do? That's why I say every day, Steve Harvey got a radio show, y'all. Because, man, I ain't see it coming. I didn't see that coming. I ain't see this book coming. I ain't seen half of the amazing things that have happened to me. I didn't plan them. I was sitting there, man, asking God for some direction. And then I got smart enough to stay watchful, be a hard worker now, because faith without works is dead. And it came. And I'll remind you of this. God has given all of you a gift. Every last one of you listening has a gift. God has never created a soul that he did not provide a gift to. God gives everyone a gift. And a gift is not just singing, rapping, entertainment. The richer gifts are much more than that. Teachers are gifted people who really have the gift of sharing information. That's a gift. You know, and in that you can become great. You know, a lot of people think that successful and greatness is the same thing. Cornel West said it at my daughter's graduation. He was a spokesperson. He said something so pointed. He said, don't ever confuse success with greatness. The two have nothing to do with each other. See, people determine success about money and fame and all this here. But greatness ain't got nothing to do with your money. It ain't got nothing to do with your fame. It's how you conduct your life. It's how meaningful and significant you become in your community, at your church, on your job, to the Cub Scout unit that you run, to the little girls' lives that you change, that little center in the hood where you just one place of hope to so many people and they come back. And I used the example of Lou Danzler, who passed away in L.A., who had the Boys and Girls Challengers Club out in L.A., and he wasn't a rich man at all. And if you walk by him, you wouldn't even know who he was. But if you look at all the people who have gone on to become politicians, who have gone on to become CEOs, who have gone on to become athletes that have passed through this man's small building in the hood in L.A., he was great. And all of you have greatness in you at something. It's just you got to submit yourself to God and say, okay, what was your plan for me? Certainly it wasn't to become an inmate. Certainly it wasn't to become a drug dealer. Certainly it wasn't to become a womanizer. Certainly it wasn't to become a stripper. Certainly God didn't create you for this. He had a plan for you. He just waiting on you to ask him what it is. And when you're praying about it, that's when the change comes in your life, that you can open up yourself and submit yourself and say, hey, God, what is this for me? And you ain't got to be perfect, because please know I ain't. I ain't even close. But guess what? What that got to do with you loving God and God loving you? Trust me, man, prayer changes things. I say it all the time. But when you see people become successful or great, there's somebody praying somewhere. May not even be them. Maybe it's their mama. You know, I think of Tiger Woods and all the greatness he's accomplished. You know, they always talk about his father and all this here. Somebody somewhere praying for Tiger Woods. I got Cash Money riding on that. Tiger Woods' mom is a praying woman or something. My mother was. She prayed me into this place because she used to call me all the time praying for you, boy. You know, wasn't no, you know, you can always come here and get yourself something to eat. And your daddy said you can come in here, always need a place to sleep, you can come here. She was always praying for me. And prayer changes things. It really does. Try it today. It can change you. It has changed millions of people. Open up yourself to the greatness that's in you because God has given you a gift. Now, the fact that you ain't using it, who fault you think that is? I'm just telling you, you got one. And if you start praying about it, it'll manifest itself. And you can become one of two things, successful or great, or both. You can make the decision today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, may I have your attention, please? It's Steve Harvey Morning Show. I'm talking like this because I'm saving my voice because today the boys will come to the camp. I'm going to be hollering all night at these boys. And then I'm going to fall in love with them and they're going to fall in love with us. And we're going to be hugging by Saturday. Thursday is an adjustment period. Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening? Hello, Cheryl.
Hello, Steve. Good morning.
Yes, yes. Carla, for real.
Good morning, Steve. What's up, crew?
Well, let's see what's up. Junior?
Morning, Unc.
He's back.
What's happening?
That's the Junior
sure
we all love.
Sure happy for you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Because we were sick of you.
I know you were.
Don't put us in that we.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I just, I was helping Junior best I could.
You did great, Unc.
But maybe my best ain't, maybe my best I could ain't what the could should be.
Anything
you
like
were there for your friend, and that's all you could do.
Anything like
you know, in a way, crisis. I know how to be there for you.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, yeah.
Wow.
You know who you are.
He responded well, though.
Yeah, he's back.
Glad to see you back, Junior.
I'm glad to be back,
Yeah. Was it okay when Boom went and hung out with you at the funeral? Was that?
Man, thank you, Boom. I want to say thank you, Boom. Boom picked me up and took me to the funeral, and I didn't have to worry about nothing.
Oh, that's good. Did you
tell me about Boom's funeral suit, Kip?
Oh, Boom. Boom could have either went to the funeral or the club. It ain't really made no difference to him.
Boom at the funeral, again, because you know when it get light outside, Boom break out the light color.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it did.
Now the fact that it's a funeral ain't got nothing to do with temperature outside.
Now does Boom still take a picture of himself in every outfit?
No, he don't do that no more. That was back in the heyday.
Because he invented the
selfie. He just hate now.
Yeah, he invented the selfie.
Just old, dried-up ass grass. Yeah, his heyday. The days is gone. He just hate now. Boom was at the funeral with a powder pink suit on.
Yes.
They didn't know if he was the funeral director, the flower man. Yeah, hat on everything.
All right.
All good. Junior back. Track and stride.
Yeah.
Tommy Tom.
Yes, sir. Top of the morning.
What's up with you, man?
Man, I'm finna take my wife to Vegas for our anniversary, man. That's what I'm about to do.
That's good.
How many years I've been married, John?
Steve?
How many years I've been married? Two, three? How long it been?
Oh, my
God.
We
gonna need you to know, though. You
supposed to know. Tommy.
Huh?
You're right. I bet I don't help you.
You're a year after me.
I tell you what. Go on in there and tell her how long you think
you're. Three. I'm three. You got to know these things, Tommy.
We've been on and off since college. We on now.
Well, yeah.
She married him.
It's a little bit more than on. All right.
I'm taking her to Vegas. Yeah,
hey, listen. Coming up at 32 after the hour, Steve is down at his mentoring camp, and he had to make a visit to the meat market to get all of his meat and stuff. So
I got a story for you.
He's going to tell us about that experience right after this at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So I decide on my way down, stop at Fresh Market and Dick's Sporting Goods. I had to get some more fishing equipment.
You went into Dick's?
Oh, dog, it was just a disaster. Yeah, my whole day was a disaster. First of all, I ain't been to a grocery store. I don't even remember.
You forgot you're famous?
Yeah, you forgot you was really
famous. I went in there to order all my meats. I ordered, I got 9 slabs. Let me read my list to you. So I go shopping. I got 8 slabs of baby backs, 12 steaks, 24 chicken quarters, all the chicken wings they had, 10 slabs of salmon, 8 packs of Earl Campbell's, got some 6 packs of all beef hot dogs, 10 pounds of ground beef. That's the meat that I ordered.
But this how you go from vegetarian back to meat? This dress?
No, vegan.
Yeah, he was... He
yeah,
was
get your terms right.
Diet.
No
yeah.
dairy. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No animal products, period.
Right. Nothing. But that ended yesterday. So on. I'm at the store. I'm going in the Fresh Market. Everybody in there spot me. Now, I'm there when the dough open.
Because you're famous. Jeez.
I'm there when the dough open. All I heard was, oh, my God. Mr. Harvey, I watch your show. I said, ma'am, thank you so much. Can I shake your hand? Yes, you can, ma'am. Let's go. Can I hug you? Yes, ma'am, you can hug me too. So a little lady came from behind the counter. Asian lady. Mm-hmm. Didn't speak no English. Sweetest woman in the world. We talked. She talked. I listened. She told me something. I don't know what she said, but it was wonderful. I'm in the store, and I'm ordering all this meat. So white dude behind the counter said, because, you know, we in Georgia. My God, it's a lot of meat.
That's what I was thinking.
What is all the meat for? I said, I'm going down here for 4 days. You can't eat all this meat in 4 days, sir. I said, well, I won't be the only one eating it. Well, how many of you is you? Let me help you portion it out. I said, I don't really need no help portioning it out, sir. You know, just I know who coming round to the cabin. I got the food for it. You know, I'll tell you right now, you don't need them in slabs, for real.
What?
I said, well, sir.
I
say, but sir, I can't. What I don't want to do is run out of food.
Right.
I said, well, I don't want you to waste it either. I said, hey, man.
Hey.
Damn, dog. This was just at the 9 slabs of ribs. I hadn't even got to the 10 pounds of ground chuck and chicken wings. I bought all the chicken wings and 24 chicken quarters. He was just, he couldn't believe me.
He didn't clean them out.
So it started there and then that way there. So I'm in Fresh Market. So this woman, I get to the checkout counter. The guy tells me the butcher shop. I was telling him how many steaks I want. He said, well, if you're buying fillets, Mr. Harvey, be pretty much more cheaper for you if you just buy the whole loin. Let me cut it for you. It'll be cheaper and then wrap it. So it's 3 levels. It's USDA, it's prime cut, and it's Chateaubriand. Mm-hmm. I done bought the best steak at Fresh Market, Chateaubriand. I got it. He cuts it for me, wraps it up, labels it. Thank you, Mr. Harvey. I'm in there about 40 minutes. I go up to the cash, I'm paying. These 2 sisters is at the cash register, one older, one younger, very nice, man. Big fans, they love me. The young sister grabs the meat. You know how they wrap it in brown paper where you can't see the meat?
Right.
She grabs it and squeezes and says, oh, no. Oh, no, they can't sell you this type of meat. You get a better cut of meat than this. And she walked off with my Chateaubriand filet mignons. And I'm going, what better cut? I bet back there I'll pick this out. She said, they not going to do you this way. I'm going to go back here and get you the best cut we have. Mm. I said, okay. She must be going in the back somewhere.
Right.
A dude went in the back and bought that out, showed it to me. I said, yeah, that's why. Let me take some of the fat off. Don't want you paying for that. Okay, cool, man. Beautiful. Chateaubriand, top of the line. This lady comes back. There you go, Mr. Harvey.
Uh-huh.
I read the label. She done went and bought USDA.
Downgrade.
But 2 levels down. They had USDA, they had prime cut, and Chateaubriand. She said, you need USDA, that's the best. But I don't want to argue with her. I said, ma'am, no, the Chateau, They always trying to do us like this.
That's racism. It's racism.
The man gave me that stuff. This ain't racism. This ain't racism. The man treated me really nice. And I'm sitting there going, they ain't going to keep doing us like this. Ain't nobody done us like nothing. So now I got to sneak back to the butcher shop with the damn meat, and I hand it back to the man. He said, Mr. Harvey, I gave you the best we had. I promise you I did. Now, she told me she didn't want you having that. She wanted you to have a better cut. This ain't the better cut. I said, I know, man. Could I have what you gave me back? I ain't even unwrapped it yet. I'm just standing here in shock. I said, all right, man, can I have that, please? So he hands it back to me, and I give him the meat back. And I go up there. She come around the corner. I'm paying for it. We took care of you, Mr. Harvey. I said, thank you, baby. I'm going to go back here and tell him something. I said, baby, listen, do me a favor. Don't say nothing to that man.
Please.
Because he did what he thought was best for me. He actually did what I asked him to do. Mm. Oh, okay. Because I was finna tell his ass something.
You can't do us like this.
We touch him.
All right, listen. To be
I got more whenever you want it.
All right. Okay. Coming up next, it is the nephew running that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Camille Cosby has filed for divorce from Bill Cosby. A lot of people never thought that would happen. Tommy, be quiet.
Hey, the proof was in the pudding.
And coming this fall, LeBron James Jr. Has enrolled in a high school. We'll tell you where. Coming up.
It better be Jack Yates in Houston.
That would it better be somewhere.
We'll tell you where he'll be going to high school coming
North
this
Shore.
Fall.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, the nephew is here, the king of pranks. It is time to run that prank back, guys. What you got, Neff?
Forrest Brook.
Yeah, Forrest. Better be somewhere.
What you got, Neff?
K-Dog. K-Dog is the prank. We're going to run that back. K-Dog, Shirley. K-Dog.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach Terrence.
Yeah, this is Terrence. Who's this?
This K-Dog. Hey, Brandon? Is Brandon your brother?
Brandon, yeah, that's my brother. He locked up. Why? What's up?
Okay, yeah, cool. Hey, look, I just got out. I was actually, I was locked up with your brother. We was on the same tier together. I was that was kind of like my boy right there. I took care of him. He told me that he had been writing you to tell you, letting you know I had been taking care of him, while we was locked down or whatever. I know he don't get out for another couple of years, but, like, he told me that when he was writing you that, y'all had already got it situated that, you was going to take care of me when I got out. So, I just got out last night, and I wanted to come by and pick up the first $10,000, sometime this week.
Wait. How much did you just say? $10,000?
Yeah. I mean, he told me he had already wrote you and told you what was up.
No, bro, I ain't talked to my brother in over a year, dude. So,
hold on right here, though. Okay, he told, he done told me that you got me straight with the first $10,000 when I first get out, and then a couple months later, you would hit me with the next $10,000. Cause it's $20,000.
Wait. That's $20,000, bro. I got a wife and kids. I got a family to take care of. I ain't got $10,000 to deal with. I got to feed 4 kids and a wife.
Okay, so what you, hold up, man. So what you saying, Brandon was lying to me the whole time?
What I'm telling you is this locked up, 80. Man to say anything to say this. Ain't no $10,000 over here. Ain't no $20,000 over here. You want to get it, Brandon? Okay. You need to wait 2 years till you get out and deal with that. You get the $10,000.
No. It ain't finna fall like that. Look here. Here what's fit to go down. Okay. Now I'm coming over there, Friday.
So you ain't coming over here.
The first $10,000 is owed on Friday. Now, first of all, what you need to know is this right here. I don't care nothing about going back. My thing is this right here. This paper's supposed to be ready. I done took care of your brother all these years while I was up in there keeping people up off of him on the third tier. And now you finna come tell me now that I done put in his work, if not y'all ain't finna pay up, it ain't finna happen like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. I done put in work to provide for my family, me and my wife working. You telling me that you finna come over here Friday to get 10 grand that I ain't even got for a that's locked up?
Hey man, look, I'm not finna. First of all this back and forth and like this here, this ain't nothing that I do. You understand? I don't do this. I don't go back and forth. I'm letting you know what it is. It's 10 grand being on Friday. Now, if you need to try to reach out to your brother that's locked in, you need to talk to him. But like this here, I'm coming looking for Terrence, and I'm looking for my 10 grand. That's all that is.
10 grand. I put some Tims up your to come over here to my house, to my family, talking about you finna get 10 grand for my no-good brother that's locked up.
Hold on, cuz see, you gonna mess around and take this here. Wait, first of all, what did you just say gonna happen when I get over there? What you say?
You bring your to my house with my family here. I'm gonna put some Tims up your talking about $10,000. And then another 10 in a couple of months. You lost your damn mind. I ain't got no damn 10 grand. I work my off, and you gonna tell me that you want 10 grand, another 10 grand in a few months of taking care of my brother while he locked up. Nobody tell you take care of him. That's a grown man. Let him take care of himself. Me and my family done bailed this out of so much. I'm done.
Hey, dog, look here. I understand all of that shit you saying, but you got to look at on my end. For the last 3.5 years, I've been over here taking care of, and he telling me y'all going to take care of me. So, look here. I don't know what's going on. What I do know is, though, Friday, this Friday, I'm coming to get 10 grand from Terrence. So you got to fix this right here any way you going to fix it. So I that's just it right there. Come Friday, I'm in front of your house, dog.
Whoa, hold on. K-Dog, you say your
like,
name
this
is?
This K-Dog, baby, from the third. This K-Dog from the third till three till on the side of my left eye. Done 3 decades,
you
baby.
You probably done whooped everybody in the street and in jail. You probably whooped my too. But I'm going to tell you something. You bring your over here to my house, try to me, my wife, and my kids. This ain't going to go down like you think it ain't going to go. I'm going to give you everything I got, then some. You come over here, you're going to be laying down, bruh.
I'm going to be what?
You're
going
to be laying down. You come over here and try to with me and my family and my kids. It ain't going to happen that way.
Okay, then that's where we at then, baby. Then we just going to set this up for Friday then. Because it don't make me know. I ain't already told you.
No. We ain't got to wait till no Friday, K-Dog. We ain't got to wait till Friday. I'll meet you somewhere.
Okay.
You think you're going to like you think it's going to go down. Once I get you everything I got and lay your down, I'm going to be in there with my brother Brandon whooping his and putting me in some he done got your in.
Okay, wait, hey, you know, first of all, if you ain't got the 10 grand, you might well go on and bring your now anyway. Get this out of
Wait, hold on. You know what you need to do?
You own
okay,
me.
You know what you need to get your out here and get a job like everybody else. I don't care how long you've been in, everybody got a job. I'm busting. You want 10 grand? Work for that 10 grand and get your out here and wash cars, cut grass.
Hey man, hey, you know what? You know what? Your brother. One thing about him, he was right about you though. He was right about you. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you one thing else. He told me about your.
What the else did he tell you about me?
He told me to tell you who I really was. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Defeater got me to prank phone call you.
Who the f*** is this?
Hey, man. This is Nephew Tommy, man, for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister, Devita, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, get the f***, boy. Boy, I done lit up a cigarette in the house. I couldn't smoke in the house. Devita, oh, I'm going to get her.
You all right, man?
Man, I am. Well, you had me on, I'm like, 10 grand. Come on, come to my wife.
Calm down, man. It's all good, man. I got to ask you, brother, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the lane?
Man, you know what it is. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. You going to make me go see my brother now. I'm going to have to go see that man in jail, man.
That's it. I'm done. That's it right there. K-Dog in the building.
All right.
Play too much.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Any day
going to happen, yeah. All right, Steve.
Any day now.
All right, nephew, you thank you. Much. We appreciate it. Yeah. Go to Steve Harvey FM on Instagram because we're not kidding when we told you folks we're getting freckles tattooed on their faces to look like Duchess Meghan Markle, the Duchess of
Sussex. That's because they think that's going to make them a princess.
Yes, a Dutch
I'm yeah. telling you.
It's a fake freckle procedure, Steve, that takes about an hour to complete, with the immediate results resembling little bee stings, or some are saying they look like chicken pox marks. That's what they look like. Mm-hmm. So coming up next in entertainment news, Camille Cosby has filed for divorce from Bill Cosby at the top of the hour. Woo! Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Wow, this is a shocker right here, Steve. It says big changes are coming. It appears like Camille Cosby has had enough of her convicted husband, as recent reports indicate that the couple is quickly heading for divorce, with the long-suffering wife allegedly taking the first step. This is according to Radar Online. Camille Cosby, who's 74, she's left the couple's Pennsylvania mansion, leaving the fallen comedian pleading with her to return. He literally...
Hey, you leaving today?
Tommy, this is not the time.
Yes, it is.
Too soon? That's too soon?
This wow. is not the time.
I can't believe this.
This is not the time.
Boy.
Y'all ain't see it coming? What?
No. Boy.
No, it's not the time. Stop talking. Divorce is serious, Tommy. Come
boy.
I want you to stay for a little while longer.
He is literally home alone, according to an insider. She even took the staff with her. They're living separate lives. Yeah. Radar Online.
Oh, the staff going to go with her.
Yeah.
Because they mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sad for this guy, man, because, it, you know, when your wife leaves, it sends a signal. And she's tried to stand behind beside him. But
she's been the
I mean,
loyal
you
wife.
Just can't. It's only so much you could tape. You can't keep coming up with new people.
Yeah. Radar Online specified that she settled her. She settled herself into the...
Wait a minute, Charlotte. Stop and slow down.
Sorry. I'm the only one not joking, Charlotte.
I know. Because you've been divorced before. You understand what that's like.
And then, you know, Bill Cosby was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I hate that this has happened for everybody. Mm-hmm. I hate it for him. I hate it for all these victims. I especially hate it for Camille.
Yeah, it's an ugly situation. It is.
I hate it for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, man, that you spend your life building something. And, you know, the darkness just comes to light, man.
Yeah. Yeah. The site Radar Online specified that Mrs. Cosby settled herself into the couple's Massachusetts hideaway with their chef, multiple drivers, and a house manager. Also, she reportedly has some family support as their three grown kids joined her in leaving. They allegedly have not visited Bill Cosby in months. Bill Cosby is 80 years old. Camille is 74, as I mentioned.
My wife, yeah. Camille.
If this story is true, it's super sad.
Yes.
It really is sad.
Yeah. Bill Cosby is confined to the space and is reduced to wearing an ankle bracelet to track his whereabouts.
Oh, he got an ankle bracelet.
You know, house arrest?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. This all comes a couple of months after Bill Cosby was convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constant.
Wow. Yeah. Why does an 80-year-old have on an ankle bracelet?
Because he broke the law.
Because he's been convicted of a crime. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to get some lotion.
You can damn near catch any 80.
Ain't none got away yet. They do it every day at the nursing home.
If they run fast, how fast is it?
Really, Steve?
Now you writing jokes.
Yes.
Right?
I'm sorry.
You got caught up. Yeah. You always get caught up.
I'm so sorry.
I can't believe he's on house arrest. Man, you're going to be on house arrest. Be a house. That's a house, dude. Man, because my cousin was on house arrest.
Okay, we're through. We're through. Steve, she is here with our national news. Please introduce her.
Ladies and gentlemen, the talented Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thanks, Steve. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Well, the results of two new polls are out. First, a new Reuters survey shows that over half the American public supports President Trump's latest moves concerning North Korea. However, only a quarter of those asked feel that the weekend summit with Kim Jong-un will actually result in the denuclearization of the country, of his country, rather. Additionally, while 39% say they feel the summit has lowered the threat of nuclear war, 37%, it's almost the same percentage point, feel they don't think the summit's changed anything at all. In Washington, though, House Speaker Paul Ryan says we got to give credit where credit's due and then get to work.
The path we were on was not working. Prior administrations have failed to fix this. The president should be applauded for disrupting the status quo. Now let's go get an agreement. And we should be under no delusion that this is going to be fast. This is going to take time. And we have to make sure that we have irreversible, comprehensive denuclearization of North Korea. Time will tell how this ends.
Sure will. The second poll is from folks at Gallup. According to that new poll, most Americans support abortion rights during a woman's early months of pregnancy, but the support drops off apparently when the woman's pregnancy is further along. San Francisco has a new mayor this morning. Her name is London Breed. London Breed becomes San Francisco's first Black American woman mayor. Meanwhile, it looks like the so-called party of Trump has given the majority of its primary votes to a pimp. In fact, the state of Nevada's biggest pimp, a guy named Dennis Hoff, won the Republican primary for the state legislature this week, ousting a three-term lawmaker. Dennis Hoff is the owner of half a dozen illegal brothels out there. He stars in HBO's Cat House. He goes on into November's general election, believe it or not, as the favorite in that GOP-leaning assembly district against the Democrat, Lizia Romanoff. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says from now on, people fleeing domestic violence or even gang violence should no longer feel they're assured asylum in the USA. A 31-page decision by Sessions says that that could affect huge numbers of Central Americans. In particular, says, quote, generally claims by aliens pertaining to domestic violence or gang violence perpetrated by non-government actors will not qualify for asylum. He called those explanations, quote, inherently ambiguous. Immigrant rights activists call Sessions' decision cruel. Actor Jamie Foxx calling a woman's sexual assault accusations against him absurd. He said that never happened. In fact, he's going to sue her because he says she's just putting out false information. The woman claims that 6 years ago, Foxx wanted her to perform an oral sex act on him and that when she refused, he smacked her in the face with that sexual body part. Finally, today is International Bath Day. Oh, just dial in, and you're going to really like it because it's going to be warm most parts of the country. This will be back. We'll be back with more entertainment in today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Game and Girlfriend is a new romantic series called Love Is, inspired by the true love story of Mara Brock Akil and Salim Akil. It explores the highs, the lows, and the magic of falling and staying in love. Watch what critics are already posting about Love Is, bold, refreshing, and the Black love story that we have all been waiting for. Love Is, series premiere Tuesday, June 19th at 10, 9 Central on OWN. All right, Steve, so you were talking about you're at the mentoring camp this week, and you went to get your meat at the Fresh Market.
I had to buy my own meat. I went to Fresh Market to buy the meat. I told y'all that story. So after that, I wanted to pick up some new fishing lures. So I stopped at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay.
I decided that instead of wearing my Timberland boots, I'm going to get me some police tactical boots. So a lady's coming by. She's a real nice lady. She got one of them things that you put your leg up on when you got it on a cast, like a scooter, and push alongside of it. She says, well, Steve, I'm such a fan of yours. Let me take you right over to the guys in footwear. I go over there. He says, yeah, I can help you. He's looking for a police tactical police boot. And she just said police boot. I want a police tactical boots like SWAT team wear because they got a run in them. So he picks up a boot, and he starts telling me about this boot. I said, nah, man, I want a boot that you run in. He said, well, you can't run in this here boot. I said, I know, but see, I want to run in it. But that's what I'm telling you. You can't run in this boot. I said, but dog, see, I want a boot that I can run in. Okay, Mr. Harvey, you can't run in this here boot. I said, I'll be damned. But, is this a cartoon? What's going on?
Am I being pranked?
Yeah. So I said, my man, where the boots that I can run in? Well, it sure ain't this one. I said, my man, okay, where you get the boot from? Lady said you wanted a boot. I said, but what I wanted was a police tactical boot. Oh, why ain't you say that? I said, well, I was trying to tell you that I want a boot to run in. I'm telling you, man, you can't run in this here boot. And I'm sitting there, man. I said, is this dude for real? I was just looking at him. Uh-huh. I said, my man, you the one pulled the boot out.
Right.
I bought the boot out, Mr. Harvey, because she told me you wanted a police boot. These is police boots. I said, but yeah, but I want a kind of a little more run to it. Under Armour make one. We ain't got no more of them.
Oh.
I said, okay, well, what else do you have? More like a hiking boot with a little bend in it. Well, let me think. You like this one right here? I said, bro, you done told me I can't run in it. That's why I don't want you to keep looking at this one, because you can't run in this one. I said, okay. I just turned around and walked off.
He done rolled me down.
Yeah. I bought some damn Adidas flip-flops. Yeah. That's what I bought. Yeah, for real.
Because he didn't listen. He wasn't listening at all.
No,
to you.
No. I walked away from him and just bought some damn flip-flops.
Adidas flip-flops.
Right. I keep telling you, you can't run in these. Oh, damn,
dog. Coming up next in about 10 minutes, Steve is going to tell us something good and share with us about your mentoring camp's mission, Steve, to provide outreach to fatherless young boys. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, this is Father's Day weekend. Happy early Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And you are in Georgia. You're in Georgia right now.
Before you get into this, can you please tell my kids, since 6 of the 7 are working, could they pitch in and buy me some?
All right, Harvey kids. Harvey kids.
Cool your damn money and buy me something I like.
Any suggestions?
Mm-mm. Okay. Just something I like. Ask your mom.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Ask Marjorie. All right, so it's Father's Day weekend, like I was saying, and you are in Georgia for your mentoring camp. It happens annually. We want you guys to take a listen to some of the mentees' testimonials.
The importance of the mentors that are here, they're helping 100 of us just understand what it takes to be men in the world.
The experience here has been life-changing. Being in this camp and learning what it means to be a man, being taught how to keep our heads up, our chest up, speaking with confidence.
The mentors that I can relate with, they share their stories of what they've been through and how they accomplished their goals and how they overcame their fear and like their loss.
A lot of people don't want to bother with kids who don't have fathers or are low income, and it teaches me that there are good people out there who care about others and are willing to sacrifice their times to see them succeed in life.
It's been very helpful to see people that have been in our shoes in the past and that are successful, that are helping other people, and that are overall just great men.
I've learned that in order to be a man, it's not what clothes you have on, you know, how you look or how people, you know, see you. It's how you feel inside, how you carry yourself, how you cherish education, how you cherish being successful in life.
All right.
That's awesome.
All right, that's Steve.
Yeah, I'm gonna start crying, man.
Yeah.
It's really good, man, when you hear it from the boys themselves. Mm-hmm. Such an effective program, man.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really is. I thank all the volunteers. A lot of my frat brothers, Omega Men, came down to support. 40 of my Qs came down, my brothers, and helping me run the camp this year. A lot of Kappas came, Alphas came, Sigmas came. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.
How many Sigmas?
Thank you. Well, you know, just one.
J. Yeah, Anthony Brown.
How many Sigmas was it? You know.
Play too much.
But your mission is to provide outreach to fatherless young men that will cultivate the next generation of responsible leaders. That's the goal.
Yeah, because, see, listen to me. We teach them leadership qualities. Mm-hmm. But we pound into them the principles of manhood. Look, you don't have to go to college to be a leader. All of these boys won't make it to college. And I don't try to guide them one way or the other. I encourage them to dream. And I allow those dreams to spur them to get whatever education is required to accomplish the dream. That's why we focus on the science of manhood and dreams. Because you don't have to beat a kid over the head about schoolwork all the time when his dream requires that. The dream will spur you to get an education. And that's what we've learned at the program. It's very, very effective. And to hear these young men's success stories and come back and send me pictures, man. I got pictures on my phone that I'm posting on the website of kids, man, holding their babies, graduating. Mm-hmm. Man, I had a 15-year-old boy at the camp a couple years ago. He the father of two. He 15. You know, that boy came to me and said, Mr. Harvey, can you help me? I said, yeah, that's what we're here for, man. He said, no, I really need some help. I ain't heard y'all talk about this for 2 days. He said, Mr. Harvey, what do I do? I said, what's wrong, son? Mm-hmm. I said, everybody in here missing a father. He said, yeah, I'm missing a father, and I am a father. I'm like, just a little dude. I said, how old are you, man? 15. I said, you a dad already? He said, I got two kids, Mr. Harvey. Wow. I don't even know what to do. Mm. And man, so we had to sit him down, man. We got some mentors wrapped around him. His kid sent me a picture. He graduated holding his kids in his arms. Been to get him a job. You know, success stories like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That he's manning up and he's trying to take care of his responsibilities. Yeah. It's a great story.
Yeah.
Doing God's work.
Go ahead, wow. Steve. Steve Harvey Mentoring Camp. Thank you, Steve.
Go to thank you for everybody that volunteered this week, too.
Go to all social media at Steve Harvey FM and tell us what you're doing to mentor young people. Up next, Nephew Tommy has a prank phone call coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, he must think I'm crazy. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. And before we get to the prank, nephew, we have to, Steve, we have to say happy birthday. Happy 72nd to President Donald Trump. It's his birthday today.
You don't have to do that. Who said you have to do that?
No, you don't.
We say happy birthday to everyone.
No, we don't.
He's the leader of the free world.
No, we don't, sure.
Most powerful man in the world.
So we don't say happy birthday to the president? Two countries called him.
Steve?
Yeah. I think you should. You either going to do it right or you're going to get tweeted about it. What you want.
Well, I'm not doing it.
I'm not.
So y'all go ahead.
Why don't you do it and don't mean it then?
Ever.
Okay.
Like that, Junior, one like more time. Come
on. Okay. Ever.
Happy blankety blank birthday.
Yeah.
How about that?
Sound like Robert De Niro from here.
That's okay. My man.
That's my dude.
Did you see the president try to clap back at Robert? Uh-huh.
All right, got a prank for you. You know, every now and then you get in a situation and you do something that you didn't intend to do, and you have to call a man and you got to let him know what you did. I dropped your wife.
What?
What? I dropped your wife.
What is it happens. So, you sounds know? Like this stuff is normal.
You get in a situation sometimes, people. I dropped your wife. There it is. Run it.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Tony.
This is Tony.
Tony, how you doing? This is Nephew Tommy.
Hey, Nephew Tommy. I can't believe you're calling me. Oh, my God.
You sent an email in to prank your...
Yes. Oh, my God. I sent that, like, months ago. I didn't think you were going to call me.
Yes, I'm calling you now. How long y'all been married?
8 years.
Okay.
8 years. He's that's my heart.
Okay. Let me ask you something. What makes your husband just go off? What can I do that... You know that's a button for him that you don't want to push.
Anything that has to do with me, let me tell you, he is crazy about me. If anybody mess with me, if anybody tries to go off on me, he will lose it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, what are we going to do? I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
All right. Okay, you know what? Okay, check this out.
Okay.
Can you click over on a three-way? Can you call him?
Okay, I can call it from my phone. But you're going to be on the phone, right?
Yeah, I want him to think that I got your phone.
Okay.
I tell you what, you just click over and get him on the line. Just click over. So when you click back, you can't say nothing else. You got to be quiet.
Okay.
Because at the end, I'm going to let you talk to him, okay?
Okay, hold on. Tommy, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, it's ringing.
All right, you hit mute or something, okay?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, baby?
No, this, how you... Is this Darren?
Yeah, this is Darren. Who is this?
Hey, we got a bit of a situation with Tony,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we got a situation for real. This is my wife's phone. Who is this?
Who is this? We're trying to get Tony actually twisted her ankle, man. So we got to get her to the emergency room and get her checked out.
She twisted her ankle. How'd she twist? Wait. Back up. Who did you say? Who is this? How did Tony twist her ankle?
Actually, she fell and.
Hey, man, look. My wife is with her mom right now. Who are you? How'd she twist her ankle? And why are you calling me? Why isn't her mother or somebody calling me? Who is this? You never told me your name, bro.
No, I'm a friend, man. She didn't fall. I actually dropped her.
Whoa. How did you drop her? What do you mean you dropped her?
We had a couple drinks at the hotel, man, and she...
Wait. Hotel? What the hell you mean a hotel? My wife's supposed to be over her mom's house. Now you calling me from her phone talking about you dropped her? Y'all at some hotel? Why y'all even at a hotel? What the hell are you talking about a hotel, bro? Where the f*** is my wife? Where's Tony? Why ain't Tony on the phone?
Dude, you gotta calm down, man.
You calling me from my wife's phone, talking about she hurt, you dropped her, y'all at a hotel, she's supposed to be at her mom's house? Bro, where's my wife, man?
Tony, I got it. Just hang on.
Tony, put my wife on the phone, man.
Hey, dude, I need you to calm down, man.
No, you talking about y'all about to go to an emergency room, you dropped my wife, y'all at a hotel? Dog, just put my on the phone before your be in the emergency room.
Hey, man, listen, you got to calm down. Tony already embarrassed about
that. I don't even know who the hell you are. You still ain't told me your name. Put Tony on the phone, bro.
Listen, man, you got to chill out, man. I'm just a friend, okay?
I'll tell you what. In the emergency room, tell me where y'all at. I'll come to the hotel. I'll get my own wife and take her wherever she needs to be. Tell me where you at.
As soon as Tony get dressed, man, I'm going to get her there, okay?
What? As soon as she get dressed? What do you mean as soon? Hey, man, real talk, dog, where y'all at, man? Put Tony on the phone, man.
I'm not putting Tony on. You too irate, man. Why are you screaming and hollering, dude?
I swear to God, if I find out where y'all at, I'm going to come over there. It's going to be one for you and Tony. Hey, man, where y'all at, bro? I'm cool. Where y'all at? Tell me where y'all at.
No. I tell you what, man, I'm going to get Tony's ankle taken care of, and we'll get somebody to drop her back off at the house, okay?
I'll drop her off at the house, man. Just tell me where y'all at. I want to come get my wife. I want to make sure she gets the treatment that she needs, bro. Tell me where y'all at. Don't go nowhere. I want you to be there when I come get her. Don't go nowhere. Where y'all at?
I can't do it. I mean, we didn't.
Put Tony on the phone, man. Put my wife on the phone.
I'm not. Listen,
let
dude.
Let me talk to my wife, bruh.
Hey, man, it's the reason why I'm calling, man. She embarrassed about all of this.
And now she gonna be more than embarrassed one day. Okay, it's cool. Ain't no need to be embarrassed. I love her, man. That's my girl, man. Let me holler at my wife, bruh, please.
No,
that's all
no,
I'm asking.
No. I already know, man.
Give my wife a phone, bruh.
Listen, dude.
Hey, man, look, dog, real talk, you still ain't tell me who the you are, dog. All I know is you calling me talking about you in some hotel with my wife and look, let me tell you something. Don't let that leg, that ankle, whatever you say is wrong with my wife, get your whoops, dog, I'm telling you, when I find out who you are, I'm busting your put my wife on the phone, man. That's my last time asking you, dog. I promise.
Hey, man, what? But see, man, you too irate, man. You too irate.
Put my wife on the phone, bro. That's all I'm saying. You better leave town. That's what I'm saying. You got to leave town, my man. You better leave town.
Do you want to talk? Let Tony decide if she want to talk to you or not, okay?
Yeah, let her decide.
Tony, do you want to talk to him, Tony?
Don't even ask him.
Hey, man, pull up, bro.
I don't even know you, man. Put on the phone. You scared to tell me your name.
Tony, you want to talk to him?
Hell yeah, she want to talk to me, man. I don't even know why you keep asking those dumb questions. Give her the phone. I'll pay
okay.
The phone bill.
Tony, here she is, man.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Girl, where the you at?
Baby.
Who are you with?
With
Tony? Hey,
baby.
Tony, look, I don't have time for games. Where you at
baby.
And who you with? That's all you got
to
tell me.
Baby, just calm down. I got something to
where
tell you.
Where
okay?
are you, Tony? Tony,
baby,
where you at?
Listen to me. Baby, you got to
listen
to me.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Listen to me real carefully, okay?
Where you at, Tony?
Baby, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Baby, you just got pranked by nephew Tony.
Do it sound like I'm laughing right now?
I love you.
Okay, girl. You hurry up on home.
That's cool. All right, you got me. You got me.
You know, funny. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Y'all don't think it's possible? Drop a man wave, give him a call, and let him know what's going on? Y'all don't see this?
You're the one that's going to get dropped, okay? I'm just telling you.
Dropped like a 3-foot
punt. All right. Well, thank you,
you're
nephew.
You're so on the edge, you don't even know.
Yeah, he has no idea, right? Well, as we mentioned, today is the president's 72nd birthday. He's still the same OG. Remember when Robert De Niro said a disparaging remark about the president at the Tony Awards on Sunday? Well, he said F Trump instead of Trump.
Just came right
Trump
out
he it, said F Trump. Well, Mr. Mm-hmm. Trump clapped back and tweeted, Robert De Niro, a very low IQ individual, has received too many shots to the head by real boxers in movies. I watched him last night and truly believe he may be punch drunk. I guess he doesn't. Robert De Niro, yeah, did issue an apology, but not to the president. De Niro told Canada's Justin Trudeau, I just want to make a note of apology for the idiotic behavior of my president.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. All right, coming up, it's the Strawberry Letter. Subject, he must think I'm crazy. That's up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Steve, anything you want to add?
Not really today, Shirley. So thorough.
But it always sounds so good when you, you know, chime in.
I know, but I don't want to steal a spotlight from you.
No. All right. Let's go, nephew.
Well, let's go then. Buckle up and hold on tight. We have it for you, the Strawberry Letter.
So many people in your head. Okay, subject, he must think I'm crazy. Hi, Stephen Shirley. I've been dating a 43-year-old man for the past 4 years. We've had trust issues in the past because he was being dishonest and it caused a strain on our relationship. I've been trying to let go of the past, but there's one issue that I am still not comfortable with. I have a problem with how he deals with his son's mother. His son is 17, and since I've been with him, he has had a good relationship with this woman, but I want to know, how good is too good? He runs a business with her, he goes on family vacations with her and his son, and he allows her to post pictures of the three of them on her social media pages. Oh, and let me not forget that he has accidentally fallen asleep over her house at least 5 times since we've been dating. When I met her, she was very standoffish. I've told him several times that their relationship makes me uncomfortable. He tells me that I'm insecure and she's just like family. He swears there's nothing else going on. What do you think? Am I being insecure or should I be worried about this? It's very frustrating and I'm ready to just walk away from him since I seem to be in the way anyway. He must think I'm crazy. Please help figure this out. Well, I don't necessarily think he thinks you're crazy. That's not it. I just think, you know, he thinks he can get away with certain things. And you've been going through this for the past 4 years. I don't know why you've been going through this for the past 4 years. I mean, he's been lying to you, you said, among other things. That killed the trust between you and caused a strain on your relationship. And then, you know, when you bring up the fact that you're uncomfortable with his closeness with his ex-wife, he brushes you off and calls you insecure. He's not listening to you, nor does it seem that he is concerned about your feelings, okay? This isn't good, I don't think, from a man that you've been with for 4 years. I think you need to re-examine your relationship with him. Seems like he has a better relationship with his ex-wife than he does with you. I'm very glad, though, that he's present in his son's life. It's good that he gets along with his ex-wife for that reason, for the sake of his son. But, you know, he's being disrespectful to you, I think, sleeping over a house and all of that. That needs to stop. And until you really put your foot down and let him know how you really, really feel, talk to him straight up about it. I don't think this is going to stop. I just don't. He likes the way things are, and he just thinks you're insecure, brushes you off, and goes on about his business. What are you going to do? Steve?
Well, let's just get to it. You're uncomfortable with his relationship with his ex of the 17-year-old boy. Okay, and why are you uncomfortable? because they go, he go over there for the holidays. They're posting pictures of the three of them on social media. And to top all that off, mm-hmm. oh, he has accidentally fallen asleep at her house. What? You accidentally fell asleep at her house. And you do it, and she's doing something else too. I'm looking for this in the letter. But let me see. What? How good it is. Runs a business with her. Goes on family vacations, allows her to post pictures of the three of them on social media. And he accidentally fell asleep. Well, first of all, look, I got being cool with your ex for the sake of the child. Right. But the boy's 17. You know, it's time to wind this down. There ain't but one more year of child support.
Right.
But the fact that you going over there, taking pictures and posting on social media, the woman is trying to say to everybody, look what we got. And he might be saying, hey, look what we got. But he over there falling asleep, though. As we lay, we forgot about tomorrow. As we lay,
bring it on home, boy.
Get your ass up.
Yep.
You got to get to the house. Mm-hmm. But the fact that he got to the house and wasn't no damn lip service from you is the shocker.
Right.
You're allowing this man to do what he want to do, and he's doing it. He's fallen asleep at her house at least 5 times since we've been dating. And he going over there to sleep. He ain't about to go no. How you fall asleep accidentally 5 times right. at her house?
For real.
He going over there to go to bed. Mm-hmm. He ain't falling asleep. He crawling in there.
With her.
He got house shoes over there every day. Then when you bring it up, it makes you uncomfortable. He says you insecure. And she's just like family. What? Hmm. She's just like family. Yeah, husband and wives and children are families. So he just told you that they're a family. You're not. You don't have a child with this man. They have a child together. And he just told you, quit tripping. She just like family. Well, if you was married to a woman and y'all have had sex together and had kids, it's because y'all was a family. Now, he keep going over there. You know why? Because they still a family. The question is, why did you type this letter without reading? Because if you read this letter that we just read and Shirley gave you all that good advice and you still on this radio talking about, well, you stay tripping. What do you think? Am I being insecure? Or should I be worried about this? The man got another family and you okay with it. Then okay, fine. Be okay with it. It's very frustrating and I'm ready to just walk away from him since I seem to be in the way anyway. He must think I'm crazy. Please help me figure this out. You done said it. You need to leave. But you're not gonna go nowhere. Let's just tell the truth. You're gonna stay.
Another 4 years of this?
Man, of nothingness.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have no chance of meeting Mr. Right because you're in a bad situation and you won't walk away from it. It's a lot of women in the spot like you in. But I'd be doggone if you're going to go over somebody else 5 times and fall asleep.
All right, Steve. We'll be back with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. He must think I'm crazy at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's get to part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, he must think I'm crazy.
He must think I'm crazy. Shirley and me think you're crazy.
Yeah.
And everybody listening to this letter thinks you crazy. You've been with a man 4 years who has a crazy relationship with his ex-wife because they got a 17-year-old son. Okay, he's being a great father. They go on family vacations together. They post pictures on the internet together. And he falls asleep over at her house 5 times accidentally.
What?
How do you go on a family vacation and you ain't a family?
Mm.
Most people that go on family vacation because they're family. But he done told you they're family. when you got mad at him, he told you he was insecure, you tripping, she like family to me. Exactly. In the words of Judge Tola's grandmother, taught her something I thought was the best advice. Her grandmother told her, don't ever let a man have to tell you twice he don't want you. Mm. And he don't care if you see it. Because you know why? Because you're insecure and you're tripping. Lady,
get out.
You are. Can I tell her, Shirley? Can I just tell her the truth?
Okay, yes. We love the
truth. The lady that wrote this letter, you are officially the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just help you understand that?
You the deuce.
You are the other woman.
Yeah.
For four okay? years.
Yeah.
Yeah. You I are the other woman. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just as long as you know that's what you are. Because he don't take you on family vacation with the boy. There ain't a whole lot of pictures of y'all posted on social media. Has he fell asleep at your house 5 times? Accidentally. Okay, let's just deal with the accidentally falling asleep part. When he come to your house and go to sleep, do it seem like it's on purpose to you? Yes, it does. So why every time he go over her house, he accidentally fall asleep?
Right.
This grown ass man know what he doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he doing too.
As we lay.
The hell you done fell asleep at? As we lay. Let me let y'all hear what happens when you really actually accidentally fall asleep. Shirley Murdoch wrote a song about it. It's my most number one hated song.
We love Shirley Murdoch.
Because this has happened to me.
Yes.
Turn it up.
It's morning, and we slept the night away.
I ain't been in your bed. You just gonna leave me over here.
Sunlight shines across your sleeping.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah, we always go to sleep when we
think. A new day.
A new day. Ain't supposed to be no day. This still supposed to be last night. We supposed to be to go on our separate ways. I'm up snoring.
What a lovely night.
Been hard.
We's just supposed to have a lovely few hours for the whole night. You got some love too, didn't you?
We forgot about all the pain we caused.
I forgot, but you knew I was late.
The night away.
Snoring, you can't sleep when I'm snoring like that. Leg hanging all over the floor.
About tomorrow as we lay.
Price we had to pay. Now I'm up in this daylight. I can't find my drawers. They downstairs. My shoe in the kitchen.
Wow.
I don't know where my tie is. Jacket turned inside out. I'm trying to get to this car. What is you singing about my wife for? Knew I had a wife when you met me. You don't want to hurt her. What you think this finna do? She finna understand. You damn right she finna understand. You know it's crazy how far I'm mad too. You know, Shirley, you wrong.
And we slept the night
can't stand that bell right there. As we slept, Dean, what is the bell going off for now? That was the bell at 1:30. You forgot about your funky ass. You know I'm supposed to count it up the cost. You ain't got to deal with the cost. I'm the only one got to drive over here and explain it to this nutty helper. Like Tommy said, 800 missed phone calls on my phone. 79 texts. All of them from her.
You better be dead.
Ooh, I'm driving home trying to think of what I'm finna say.
What you gonna say?
I done bust my mouth on the steering wheel. I'm thinking.
You're crazy, Steve. Good answer.
Classic
good answer.
That's what happens when you accidentally fall asleep in somebody's house.
That's the real right there. All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. And today, don't forget, at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, join me for the Strawberry Letter live after show on Facebook. And coming up in 10 minutes, our girl from the talk, Cheryl Underwood, will be here right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, let's introduce our girl from the talk. She's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your hands together for the incredible Cheryl Underwood.
Steve Harvey. Good morning, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Listen,
hey, Cheryl.
If President Trump, is he back? Is he back from North Korea?
Yeah.
Man, listen.
It's his birthday, too, Cheryl.
Well, don't nobody care about, you know, they ain't going to have no good birthday party over there. Because what they eating, mayonnaise sandwiches or something? They having no good birthday. Oh, I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to say that?
He's here. He's back.
Who? The president?
He's back in the States, yeah.
Man, listen to me. He talked too much. You don't tell Kim Jong-un and them that, hey, y'all give him y'all missile, we ain't going to play no war game. I was in war game. My first war game, Reforger, in the 80s, reinforcing Europe and Germany. I was in the Air Force Reserve. Mm-hmm. I was stationed at Travis Air Force Base. How we going to practice beating somebody ass if we don't? I'm sorry, Carl, I didn't mean to say that. If we don't practice.
Sure.
What? Yeah. You talk too much.
Come on, Cheryl.
He talking too much. That's why Melania don't like you, because you talk too damn much. I'm sorry. Let me get on a different subject. Okay. They need, look, I know the children want to know about street life, but stop messing with Superfly. Now, I like the little young boy, but that ain't Priest. Priest is Ron O'Neill.
Yeah. Okay.
It ain't Eddie. It's Freddie. Uh-huh. It's Freddie there. Uh-huh. They got Scatter in there, but I didn't know Scatter was doing karate. Look, you children need to stay off these movies. Then I hear they're going to make Shaft and Cleopatra Jones. You can't beat Bernie Casey in Cleopatra Jones. Remember when they kissed and all the slobber string came? You can't beat that. Stop messing with our stuff. And you know what else you can't do? What? Don't touch our music. July the 13th on Friday, I'm going to be at the Township Auditorium, Columbia, South Carolina, with Frankie Beverly and Maze. I know it say Maze Freaks from Frankie Beverly, but we say Frankie Beverly and Maze with the Manhattan. You know, Steve, I was supposed to be in the Manhattan.
You're supposed to be in the Manhattan.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be in the Manhattan. You know, first of all, they said, look, we already got two dark-skinned people in here, and you don't have enough hair to be blue with the gray streak in it.
Oh,
so they said, no. What? They told me I couldn't be in the Manhattan. And then on Saturday, July the 14th, I'm going to be at the Moran Theater in Jacksonville, Florida, with Frankie Beverly and Maze. I know they say Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly. And I'm going to be there with the Whispers, because I'm getting ready for Sandy Soul, so I got to get my jokes ready. But I'm going to be there with the Whispers. You know I'm supposed to be in the Whispers. Tommy, I'm supposed to be in the Whispers.
He can't even say it.
Okay, but that's what happened. This is what happened. They said, we already got three dudes, dark skin, short, with thick mustaches. We can't have three. We going to go with Scotty.
Cheryl.
They said, we can't have a third short, dark skin dude with a thick mustache. Cheryl, you can't be in the group.
I have asked you not to do this.
What?
You know what?
Yeah, really? Okay, Steve, Carl, they really asked me.
What?
When they say, hey, Scotty, yeah, what's that mean? They really say, hey, Cheryl, yeah. What's that mean?
Keep on loving me, baby.
Yeah. Keep on loving me. I'm the one that said, make Olivia lost and turned out, you know. You know, I was supposed to be in a Goody Mob. In the Goodie Mob.
In the Goodie Mob.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I was bald head and fat before CeeLo Green. Oh, I was supposed to be in Goodie Mob. What? What?
Before CeeLo Green.
Before CeeLo Green. Listen to me. I had my stomach out long before Rick Ross was eating Buffalo Wild Wings. Rick Ross bit my style. I had a vest with, you know, I thought I was being Isaac Hayes, hot butter soul. I had a vest open with my stomach hanging out. They said, whoa, that's fly. But Rick Ross. What,
Steve? You're wrong for this year.
I know.
What? Wait, Steve. When I do Sand and Soul, what is my part on it? What is my part? Because I'm getting my jokes ready. What is my part?
You talking about for Sand and Soul?
For Sand and Soul. What I do
I'm
going
to let you fly the sky, baby. However you want to be and whatever you want to do. We got you hosting an event, right?
Which one I'm hosting? And is there any laws and words you can't say? Because I don't
want to have... No, not in Dominican.
Yeah, because there's international incident. Yeah. I don't want an international incident.
But don't go over there telling nobody you Wesley Snipes because they will put you down.
Yeah, wait a minute. Put the handcuffs on because I ain't paid the taxes. Is that what it is?
That's how you get out of the country.
They're going to put you down.
Listen to me. All I got to do is ask President Obama and Jesse Jackson to come pick me up because that's how they freeing people over there. Don't act like President Trump ain't freeing
I don't
no
think people. They listen to Jesse no more.
You don't think they listen to Jesse no more? Who they listen to? Kim Kardashian's? She going to have to do it.
Yeah, they said. You have a better chance of sending Kim get you.
Get me out of the. But listen to me,
Kim
Steve.
And Dennis.
And Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman going to get voted out the race talking about
Why
President
is all
Obama.
The diplomats for America crazy-ass black people?
Look, that's all Trump can get. That he can't get the real ones, you know. Dennis Rodman needs to stop talking about President Obama. Greatest president to ever live. We don't care what he was doing. We don't care what
you
he was doing.
What?
Everything
what?
He did was great.
But,
everything
but,
he did
yeah,
was
great. See, that was a backhand slap.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because first of all, you didn't go over there on a diplomatic mission.
That's right.
You went over there to play basketball.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did.
So when you reached out to the Obama's people, I'm pretty sure you didn't get to talk to President Obama. I can about assure you that.
That's right.
I'm sure that.
President Obama that's wouldn't right. give me that's the right. time of day.
That's, yeah,
he don't even know you
he
called.
He pressed me inside. Right.
Dog, I promise you he didn't talk to President Barack Obama.
But I wouldn't be mad at President Obama if he said, Dennis, I'm busy.
Right.
Or running said, a country trying to keep
right. peace. Or if he said, I'm not going to get played by them because when he said, when President right. Obama said he would sit down with the North Koreans, all the Republicans got mad.
They
I was at the meeting when they talked about it. I said, don't say nothing again, President Obama. They said, shut up, Cheryl. I said, look, it's going to be one more time for one of y'all tell me to shut up in a daggone Republican meeting. I'm the only black person in this. I'm sorry. Did I go too far? I'm sorry.
I bet
President Obama would have picked up the phone if Rod Man, the comedian, would have called him and said, look, I'm going to shout out to Rod Man. Shout out to Rod Man. Hey,
if
look.
I went over there, he'd have took my phone call.
Oh,
but I'm
listen
not
to
going
me.
Over there.
You better speak on it, Steve Harvey. You need to go to North Korea. We talking to the North Koreans
now. I promise you, I'm not.
Hook him up with the Steve Harvey suits, because he got to stop wearing them baggy suits that haven't been tailored.
Oh, yeah.
If Kim Jong-un going to get
I'm
going to
take
us,
him one of my gold ones.
That's fly. You see how he had all the bodyguards running on the side
yes.
of the car? I wish everybody working for me would run on the side of my business.
Hey, one more thing. He need to take a black bob over there and give him a real fade. Yeah.
Listen to me.
Cut.
His is raggedy. It ain't even lined up right.
Chili bowl. That's chili
bowl. Look like
because
he's
keloid. Because the person doing it nervous as hell. He shot his uncle.
One wrong move.
Yeah.
All right, Cheryl. Like, thank you, girl. You know we love you. We
all
love
right.
You, love you.
Hey, Scotty. Yeah. What's that mean?
Get out of here, Walter.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it's Carla's reality update. She's going to talk about the Real Housewives of the Potomac right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get ready. It's that time for reality update.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Okay, guys. Let's talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. So, Steve, I don't know if you're familiar with this show. This is one of the franchises, you know, for Real Housewives. But this is the Potomac, so this is the Washington, D.C., Maryland area. Mm. And Gisele Bryant, she's like the lead cast member on the show, and she used to be married to Pastor Jamal Bryant. So she's on the show. And Shirley, if you're familiar with the show, Robin and Monique, yeah, they both had their charity events on the same day, so... Mm-hmm. You know, Robin was upset that Karen and Charisse decided to go to Monique's event instead of her event. And shout out to Robin because she's been doing very good. Her husband, Juan, who was an ex-ball player, they had a lot of financial troubles. Mm-hmm. So they're building their empire back up and they're out the red and they're back in the black and they're doing good things. And Robin wants to empower people. Anyway, she had this event And she was upset that her friends did not show up and decided to go to Monique's event. Well, Karen is supposed to be cool with Giselle, and she invited Giselle broke up with her boyfriend, Sherman. Mm-hmm. Oh. So now Sherman's ex.
Yeah, yeah.
Who had a boyfriend?
Giselle. Giselle was dating this guy. His name is Sherman. Well, they broke up, and Giselle has been struggling with this breakup. Well, come to find out, one of her friends, one of her castmates, had a charity event and invited Sherman's ex.
His ex-wife.
Kendall, to this
yes.
party. Yeah, his ex-wife, actually, to the party. Ooh. So, you know, it's kind of messed up. The girl,
isn't it, though, Steve?
You know,
I
had Giselle on my talk show.
Petty Betty.
Okay, yeah. Steve.
Yeah, she was on one of the women's panel.
Yeah.
She was on the talk show. I didn't know who she was.
Then
I got introduced
she's beautiful,
to her
right?
because
oh, yes,
my man, Kevin Lowry's wife, manages her.
Okay.
And introduced them. They gave Marjorie some makeup and stuff.
Yeah, she has her own makeup line. Yes, she.
I didn't know.
Yes.
I didn't know who she was. Giselle Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't know she was married to Jamal Bryant. I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah, she is his ex-wife. A lot of people are giving Karen flack about this, saying you broke the girlfriend code. You broke the rule. Like, why would you invite your girlfriend, your current girlfriend?
Man.
That's your girl. You invite her ex-boyfriend's ex-wife to this event that you're having,
dang,
knowing
yeah.
that your friend
wow,
is going to be there.
Right.
That was shady. That was shady. Mm-hmm. So, hit me up at Lips. Huh, what'd you say, Junior?
Trifling.
Yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
She's wrong for
Petty
that.
Betty.
Even though Karen felt that it was okay because she told Giselle that, hey, you're on your way to this party, but Kendall is going to be here. That still was kind of shady.
Yeah.
But Kendall kind of feels that her and Giselle were kind of cool back in the day, so why are you dating my ex-husband? So anyway, did Karen break the girlfriend rule? I think she did by inviting Kendall, Sherman's ex, to the event. Hit me up at Lips by Carla. Basketball Wives, let's move on. Why is this show on? I don't know. But anyway, Basketball Wives.
I just tell you, though, that
what?
Jackie Christie is another kind
her.
Of crazy.
I love
and
her.
And if she wasn't on the show, I would not
I
watch
her.
It because
yes,
she is
need
crazy.
Jackie.
She is another kind of crazy,
I love
Steve.
Somebody. She talked about herself.
Is
third
Evelyn
person.
Lozado back on the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Evelyn's on the show. Shawnee's on the show.
Tammy.
Tammy's on the show. Tammy Roman.
Tammy
Jennifer.
Lost a lot of weight, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
lost a
her.
Lot of weight.
Tammy's
she was on my show
chronicle.
Too on the women's panel.
Oh, how'd she do, Steve?
Yeah, she did really well. She did really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a smart girl.
Giselle Bryant did really well too.
Oh, good, 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 good. Well, check this out on Basketball Wives. Evelyn Lozada, she confirmed that she is no longer engaged with her boyfriend, her former Los Angeles Dodgers player, Carl Crawford. You know, they were mm-hmm. together, and Evelyn had undergone some fertility treatments. Mm-hmm. She was trying to get pregnant. Her and Carl were trying to have a baby, and they broke up. So as a result of their breaking up, they had these embryos. And so they decided that they were going to get rid of the embryos because they are no longer together as a couple. Well, Evelyn received a lot of backlash. On the episode, she decided to get rid of the embryos, and she was on the beach, and she released butterflies and things like that. But there's a lot of people on social media giving her backlash about this because there's so many couples and so many women who struggle with infertility, and people felt like she should have donated.
But you
her
can
embryos.
Donate the embryos.
Oh, she could.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They're stored at a fertility clinic.
But I just have to say this, Carla. I'll say this again. If Jackie Christie were not on that show,
yes.
I would not watch it.
I love
her. Steve, she is a different kind of crazy, okay?
She off the chain
yeah,
crazy.
She is.
Wow.
Can you get on the radio show? Just 5-minute conversation, please.
Let's
really?
Interview Jackie Christie.
Man,
and she got to have some brown liquor, baby. She got to have that.
I love her.
She is so dark
Thank
crazy.
Thank you, Dave.
She will say anything.
Man,
anything.
She will. And I think she brought your girl OG on the show just to fight.
To stir
I think
it
that's
up.
Why
yes,
Jackie.
There's a girl named OG?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Damn.
And she plays football, touch football, lingerie
uh-huh.
league. And this girl
she
is
sound
fixed.
Like she'll whoop your ass.
Well, she
yes.
a lineman.
Yes.
Oh, she on the line?
Line woman. Yeah.
She dresses real provocatively and sexy. She dresses real sexy, yeah.
Yeah, but I think Jackie brought her on the show for that.
Jackie is crazy.
Hit me up at Lips by Carla on the gram, Instagram, social media if you want to comment on my reality update. We'll be back at 20 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Entertainment news, Steve, Father's Day stories. You can score a win here for Brad Pitt. His ex, Angelina Jolie, could lose primary custody of her six children. Now, this is according to The Blast. A judge has ordered Jolie to help reconcile her kids with Brad Pitt or else. The judge in Angelina and Brad's divorce case reportedly determined that the children not having a relationship with their father is harmful to them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. That's
and
real.
Yes, I agree with that wholeheartedly. You need a father.
That's real, but they're not taking the kids from Angelina. Well, that's not going to happen.
Well,
have they ordered a hairstylist?
No, they don't have no idea. Them poor babies.
You need to stop. The judge
them
says that.
Got VO5 on their head.
Not having a relationship.
I'm about to go.
Some damn Brill.
We're all about to go.
Brill King.
A hot oil treatment on these babies.
They were using Carol's daughter, and you know it. The judge said that not having a relationship with their father is harmful to them. He also added that it is critical that each of them have a healthy and strong relationship with their father and mother. Angie is also, she also must give Brad each child's cell phone number and allow him to call whenever he wants. She's not allowed to read the children's text messages and their father or with their father or monitor their calls, okay? So there you go. Yeah, there you go. So that's good for the kids.
Yeah.
That is really good for
him.
The kids.
Yeah,
and Brad. Yeah, because, you know, a father
good.
Who wants to be in his child's life,
yeah.
you
yeah,
know, come on now. All right,
I mean,
here's...
really, man, why would you deny that?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
He's a good guy. He's not abusive to you or to her. Y'all might not have made it as a couple, but that you got to allow the children who had nothing to do with this to have a relationship with the father. This is to every woman. You do such a disservice to your child. And I got you think you making him look bad, but the child can't process this.
Yeah. And Steve, I used to do that. I have to agree with you. I used to do that when I was in a bitter, bitter place after my divorce when we were going through.
Did you, Shirley?
Oh, absolutely.
Not
yes.
You, Shirley?
Yes, I did. 100%. I was bitter and angry. I did.
I've never seen you mad like that.
No, I was very angry going through it. My divorce. Yeah, you know. I had to realize, you know, your kid is going to grow up, hear about this, you talking about her dad. She's going to look at, you know, if he's that bad, what was wrong with you, mom?
I mean, that's crazy. That's really big of you, Shirley, to admit that you did that.
Oh, I wrote about it.
Because that helps people understand it goes ahead. And I've been on the receiving end of it as a father.
It's not good.
I mean, viciously said some things about me. That really wasn't true, very one-sided.
Yeah.
But trying to get my son to not, you know, respect me.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I wanted her to be mad and not, you know, take it
and
out
you know
on
what?
Her dad
and,
as
and
well.
It works to a degree.
Because they're young and
because,
they don't know.
You know, I had my son say something to me one time, and I had to check his ass. Hold up, partner. Don't you ever think for 1 minute that you have the permission to talk to me in a disrespectful way.
That's right. I'm still your dad.
I'm your dad. Yeah. I don't give a damn what she say.
Right. That's right.
You best understand that.
Yep.
Now I'm finna knock your ass out. You ready?
Tight.
Thanks for the warning.
You gave
I'm put your ass out now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, people process it different ways, but yeah, it's not cool to do that. Absolutely not. So coming up next in entertainment news, Camille Cosby has filed for divorce from Bill Cosby.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Wow, this is a shocker right here, Steve. It says big changes are coming. It appears like Camille Cosby has had enough of her convicted husband. As recent reports indicate, that the couple is quickly heading for divorce, with the long-suffering wife allegedly taking the first step. This is according to Radar Online. Camille Cosby, who's 74, she's left the couple's Pennsylvania mansion, leaving the fallen comedian pleading with her to return. He literally...
Hey, you leaving today?
Tommy, this is not the time.
Yes, it is.
Too soon?
That's too soon.
This is not the time.
I can't believe this.
It's not the time.
Boy.
Y'all ain't see it coming? What?
Boy.
No, it's not the time.
Stop talking.
Divorce is serious, Tommy. Come
boy.
I want you to stay for a little while longer.
He is literally home alone, according to an insider. She even took the staff with her. They're living separate lives. Radar Online.
Oh, the staff gonna go with her.
Yeah.
Because they mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sad for this guy, man, because, when your wife leaves, it sends a signal. And she's tried to stand behind beside him. But
she's been the loyal
wife.
You just can't.
It's only so much you could tape. You can't keep coming up with new people.
Yeah. Radar Online specified that she settled her. She settled herself into the.
Wait a minute, Charlotte. Stop and slow down.
I'm the only one not joking.
Shit. I know. Because you've been divorced before. You understand what that's like.
And then, Bill Cosby was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And I hate that this has happened for everybody. Mm-hmm. I hate it for him. I hate it for all these victims. I especially hate it for Camille.
Yeah, it's an ugly situation. It is.
I hate it for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, man, that you spend your life building something and, the darkness just comes to light, man.
Yeah. The site Radar Online specified that Mrs. Cosby settled herself into the couple's Massachusetts hideaway with their chef, multiple drivers, and a house manager. Also, she reportedly has some family support as their three grown kids joined her in leaving. They allegedly have not visited Bill Cosby in months. Bill Cosby is 80 years old. Camille is 74, as I mentioned.
My wife, yeah. Camille.
If this story is true, it's super sad.
Yes.
It really is sad.
Yeah. Bill Cosby is confined to the space and is reduced to wearing an ankle bracelet to track his whereabouts.
Oh, he got an ankle bracelet.
Yo, house arrest?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. This all comes a couple of months after Bill Cosby was convicted of drugging and sexually assaulting Andrea Constant.
Wow. That's crazy. Does an 80-year-old have on an ankle bracelet?
Because he broke the law.
Because he's been convicted of a crime. Yeah.
You can damn near catch any 80.
Ain't none got away yet. They do it every day at the nursing home.
If they run fast, how fast is it?
Really, Steve?
Now, you writing jokes,
yes.
Right?
I'm sorry.
You got caught up. Yeah. You always get caught up.
I'm so sorry. I
can't believe he's on house arrest. Man. You're going to be on house arrest. Be a house. That's the house to do it. Man, because my cousin was on house arrest.
Okay, we're through. We're through.
All right, coming up, our last break of the day, we're going to close out the show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we are back. This is our last break of the day. Good day. Steve, we're ready for your closing remarks. I'm so happy they're back.
Today, I want to give you all something that came to me. It came to me this morning. I was been in really, over the weekend, I was doing a lot of prayerful meditating over the weekend. Just trying to recenter myself. Sometimes I get a little off, I see myself sliding off course. I'm forgetting to be grateful as I should. I start working on some things that I want to happen so badly. I keep pouring a lot of time into it. I keep, reviewing my plans and goals. And sometimes, you second guess stuff. And sometimes you spend a lot of time just scratching your head trying to figure out your next move. I'm sure everybody can relate to that. How you sit up in here, man, and some of your best laid plans seem to be going awry. And you just can't figure it out. I was sitting up and somebody sent me this morning, and it's entitled Release. And as I read it, I just want to share with you the thoughts that I was having when I was reading this thing called Release. And it says, Heavenly Father, I release to you the burdens that I have been carrying, burdens that you never intended for me to carry.
You know, when I read that, it meant something to me, because a lot of the stuff that's on us that we carrying around, he don't even intend for us to carry it around. We just carrying it around because we done took it upon ourselves to worry about it. We done took it upon ourselves that this is now this albatross around our neck, when God really didn't intend for that. You know, other people's problems really ain't your problems. They can bring it to you, but that don't mean it's yours. So you end up carrying around stuff that God never intended for you to carry. You know, like you hear your grandmama used to say, don't let other people put their trash in your trash can, because you need all that room for your trash. But now you carrying around somebody else's. Then it goes on to say, I cast all my cares upon you, all my worries, all my fears. You have told me to not be anxious about anything, but rather to bring everything to you in prayer with thankfulness. Man, I had forgotten about that. And when I read that, it reminded me that I shouldn't be anxious about these deals I'm working on, my next move, what I need to get done. Why am I tripping about that? I don't know how it's going to turn out anyway. I'm anxious about something that I actually have no control over. So I just said to me, Steve, just turn this over to who got all this in control and let him have it and be grateful for what you have. And then it says, Father, calm my relentless spirit, quiet my anxious heart, still my troubling thoughts with the assurance that you are in control. Man, ain't that cool? When you turn something over to God and all of a sudden you have a calmness, a quiet, and a stillness because you ain't got to worry about it no more. Then it says, I let go of my grip upon the things that I've been hanging on to. With open hands, I come to you. I release to you and will all that I am trying to manipulate. I release to you all that I'm trying to manipulate. So if you let go of stuff, if you let go of a lot of stuff that you're hanging on to, y'all, you can go to God with open hands. If you go to God with open hands, he got something to feel now. But if you hanging on and got a death grip on a whole bunch of stuff that you can't do nothing about and it's really meaningless, you ain't got room to receive what he got for you. So I release to you all that I am trying to manipulate. I release to you your authority. All that I am trying to control, I release to your timing all that I have been striving to make happen. Everything I've been trying to make happen, I'm going to let you make it happen. Everything I've been wanting to happen at a certain time, I'm going to let that happen in your time. You do it in your time when it's your will for me. It's called release. Just let it go, man, because you tripping about stuff you really can't control. That's an amazing thing. Then it says, I thank you for your promise to sustain me, because that's his promise, to sustain you. Preserve me and guard all that I have entrusted to your keeping. So now when you turn it over to God and you let him have it and you release this grip on this stuff that you have no control over and you ask for his calmness and your quiet and you release everything to him, guess what? Now you can just trust that you done put it in the right hands. You got it in the best hands. So he gonna protect that. Now he watching over it instead of you watching over it. Now who would you rather have watching over something, you or God? Protect my heart and mind with your peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Father, may your will be done in my life. That was powerful to me, man. And I read that this morning, and I said, wow. I'm going to share that with everybody because that really helped me today, man. That it allowed me to let go of something, to let go of stuff that I've been hanging on to, trying to make stuff happen when it's so much stuff that's out of my control. If you just let it go, turn it over to God and be all right with it, because he been having you. Why would he not have this? But we grab ourselves and we want to be a part of it so much that we end up getting in the way. So I ask that his will be done in my life, in your time and in your way. However he want to do it and whenever he want to do it, I'm cool with that. Stop being anxious for everything, y'all. Step back, turn it over to God, and let him do what he do. Oh, you feel me?
Yes, feel yes, you. Sir. That was good,
yes,
Steve.
Sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all have a great weekend.
You gonna break your phone.
Y'all go ahead.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.